Well, fellas, springtime's here, and that means Cardinals, Blues playoffs, and shrubs. Yes, I said shrubs because, well, we all have them.
Shrubs as wild as the Australian bush.
The only place I go for my shrubs is Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley make them your one-stop shop for all gardening needs. Be like me and Tim's lawn crew and go to Tease Farm and Greenhouses for your yard needs.
Yeah, I mean, I went to St. Louis U High. I don't have to do manual labor.
Tell them CBS Sports Radio sent you in for great discounts on your purchase.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Namir's wiffle ball team.
Jackie's holes.
Jackie didn't make it out there, did she?
Her holes didn't make it out of the group of death. Ryan Kelly is spending his weekend climbing Mount Rainier in Seattle. How about that?
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, there's pictures on his Facebook page. And he's just simply doing this to raise money for Friends of Kids with Cancer, multiple charities actually, but that's the one that he was doing it for last year. And this is something that he just does to raise money, and he is also our title sponsor, so that's an illustration of the kind of guy he is. Doug, tell the listeners about Ryan Kelly, if you would.
I saw some of the pictures. It looked like he was knee-deep in snow. Well, if you're knee-deep in debt, perhaps
God,
you need to refinance your mortgage.
You can't train that.
Yeah, yeah, you heard that. Maybe you got a lot of credit card debt. Maybe you got a lot of college tuition you got to figure out how to pay off for the kids. Well, you can refinance your mortgage, take some money out, and pay it that way, and can save you thousands of money. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do that. That's what he did for me. He refinanced my mortgage a few years ago, and I can tell you that the whole process went very, very smooth. It's very easy. It's very quick. There's no hassle to it at all. That's why Ryan Kelly is the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the entire Midwest, number three in the country for FHA volume, number nine in the nation for most loans closed last year. Why would you go anywhere else? The housing market, very hot right now. Houses are selling many times the first day they come on the market. Never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan Kelly and get yourself pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day that you call in. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan and his team make the process easy and take you from start to finish without all the headaches and the hassles. Here's the phone number, 314-781-9700, 314-781-9700, or visit the website at thehomeloanexpert.com, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
I don't know if you have the information or not, Tim, but if someone wanted to pledge for Ryan's trying to raise funds. Do you have that information? Because I meant to do it, and I forgot, and now I've been reminded, and I'm going to do that.
I would imagine that on thehomeloanexpert.com, or you can reach out directly to Ryan via thehomeloanexpert.com and make a donation for his efforts.
I'm going to do that.
Thehomeloanexpert.com. Reed Lowe is going to join us. He's already on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. We'll get his take on the Brian Elliott trade. But first, I want to make sure that I express on behalf of the show and the station and InsideSTL.com our condolences to the friends and family of Steve Perkins. He was a listener, a young man in his 30s, who was an incredibly big fan of the show. He's an active member of the fan page, and he passed away yesterday after a battle with cancer. In his mid to late 30s, as a matter of fact. And he's very active on the fan page, and I've had a number of his friends reach out to me and say that one of the things that he was getting through his days with was listening to the show. And I understand that his wife, Amy, also became a fan of the show as well. So to Amy, and all the family, including their two children, two young children, and all of the friends of Steve, our deepest sympathies. I am told that when he was diagnosed with cancer, he said, well, tell them good luck. So that was his approach, was to utilize this show to help get him through his battle. And our deepest sympathies to the friends and family of Steve Perkins, who passed away yesterday. Everybody's and on this show and at the station's thoughts are with you guys. Steve Perkins, a loyal listener and a very active member on the fan page. So our deepest sympathies to the friends and family of Steve Perkins. On the program today, Derek Gould with us coming up at the 9 o'clock hour on the Cardinals and Mariners. And then this week, four against the defending world champion Kansas City Royals. And then also a discussion with Reed Lowe on the trade of Brian Elliott. That's on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. And it is our pleasure to welcome to the Appliance Discounter phone lines the former Blue, Reed Lowe. Good morning, Reed.
Morning, guys.
I saw you on Twitter on Friday night after the trade of Brian Elliott, and you were not too happy with it. What is your reasoning, sir?
I just think that, first and foremost, obviously, with the looming expansion draft next year and only being able to protect one goalie, I think that the value of the goalies will probably go down, especially after having a couple conversations this weekend on why such little value came back, in my opinion, for a guy that maybe was one of the top three, four, five players in the playoffs for the St. Louis Blues and just in general in the National Hockey League. I really feel that a second-round pick and a potential conditional pick if, you know, he signs or stays longer with Calgary is was little return. And I just wonder if, you know, Brian being 35 and Jake being 25 and probably some of the credentials that Jake comes along with, I think from a decisionary process from management, probably the right choice. I just not sure if I was just unsure if the value was there.
I'm looking at his bio. It says he's 31. You said he's 35.
No, sorry, 31. Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's still pretty much in the prime for a goaltender, though, isn't it?
Oh, I would say it's right in the heart of the prime. Dwayne Rolison didn't make the NHL until he was 31, and he played till he was 41. So goalies are a little bit different. Their bodies are worn down in different ways than, say, a player is. You know, especially somebody that maybe is plays a tougher role on the ice. But I think for a goaltender, 31 is right there. And I think you're going to see Brian Elliott have his best years. And at the end of the day, you have to make your decision on who your goaltender is. And I think it's been very eminent who the Blues want to be their goaltender. And, you know, it didn't matter how good Brian Elliott played in Doug Armstrong and Ken Hitchcock's eyes, Jake Allen was always their guy.
You know, I get why they like Allen. I think he's a good goaltender. I agree with you. Elliott clearly the better goaltender of the two, at least last year. But if last season taught us anything, it's that you need two really good goaltenders if you want to make some noise in the NHL, and I don't get it.
Yeah, and again, I think long-term, for me, I think, you know, neither goaltender wants to share the net anymore. I think that that was kind of getting old. I think that Brian probably felt like, if he wasn't the first star in every game, then he might not get a chance to play the next one. And that's being a goaltender is a tough enough mental position to be in the net, the last line of defense, the goat or the hero. I'm not sure how fair you know, it was for both goaltenders on a plane. Like, okay, hey, we're going to play who the best is. And I think they did it for a couple years, and for the most part, we're pretty good teammates. But I think that was getting a little bit old, and you know, I wonder, you know, I think Brian Elliott has several good years left. You know, you often wonder, well, what's the worth for Jake Allen today? You know, what could they have gotten back in return as far as a player if they were decide to go with Brian Elliott long term and trade Jake, knowing that he's got some upside in years and some going to be a little bit more of a protected asset through restricted free agency, knowing that Brian's going to be unrestricted next year, and not only be unrestricted, but with the expansion draft as well. So there's some challenges, I think, from the Blues from that standpoint, from what I've been told, to try and get value for full value, or what may be conceived to be full value for Brian.
Despite being a two-time All-Star and having the best save percentage in the league this year, he just never seemed to be able to get past that label of, well, he's a backup and he's just hot right now, but that's not really who it is. If I were him, I would have really been frustrated by that.
I think so. And at the end of the day, your number speaks for itself. Yeah, I think he's got more shutouts than any goaltender in St. Louis's history, and I think he played as good as any goaltender maybe has played in a Blues jersey. But at the same time, he had some stints where he was maybe as bad as any goaltender in a St. Louis Blues jersey too. So, but I think that the times that he stood on his head and was an unbelievable backstop for the St. Louis Blues in his tenure here is a lot more than, you know, that time that he went through when he actually got sent to the minors. And, you know, I don't look at that as a doom and gloom to a time. I look at that as a time when a goaltender went through a bad drought and then he came back at the end of the season and it was absolutely on a torrid pace, taking the Blues into the playoffs. And even that year against LA, I thought he played well in the playoffs. I think that they won the first two games and then lost four straight. And at that point in time, their scoring went in the tank, and I think they got outcoached.
The Blues obviously have some work to do as they reshape the roster, getting ready for the upcoming season. They also have some tough choices to make. How do you see them going with guys currently on the roster that there may not be enough money for?
Yeah, they've got some real challenges coming up. They've got two or three players in the wings here, rookies this year that played extremely well that are going to need contracts in the next couple of years. We've seen the trend in the National Hockey League of paying guys to play at a young age, and instead of in the old days where they would pay an older veteran for what he's done, Albert Pujols with the Angels. So these kids are going to get paid up front. Tarasenko did. Taves and Kane and all the young players today are getting paid in their second contract. Because the teams want to capitalize on that, and these young players are coming ready to play. These kids are training at a young age, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16. They're getting their bodies into extraordinary condition, and they're taking this serious because there's a lot of money to be made out there, a lot different than, when I was even coming up, we were training a little bit, but not near to the extent they have here. So Kevin Shattenkirk's another guy that's kind of on the bubble right now. He's an extremely good defenseman. High-end scoring defenseman that's going to be in the top for points every year in the National Hockey League, and he's probably going to command that $6 or $7 or $7.5 million a year. And you know, I think when you look at Perienko and some of the other guys the Blues have, the depth they have on defense, that's a guy that's potentially expendable. But again, I don't think that a trade should be made for him for little value. At the end of the day, maybe they got forced a little bit by Brian and his group, his agent, and those that were working for him. But the Blues got to make sure that if they trade Kevin Shattenkirk, they're getting something good in return.
Yeah, it seems possible that here's a Blues team that just had a great regular season, went to the Western Conference Finals, traded the goalie, might lose Backes and Brouwer, and trade Shattenkirk as four of their top six or seven players. It's almost like dismantling the team.
Yeah, and this is where we're going to find out how good the Blues coaching staff and management truly is. You look at the Chicago Blackhawks, they've had to do the same thing. You got to find your three or four guys on your team, and I think, Petro, Tarasenko, probably a Steen, and then maybe a Jaden Schwartz are the guys that you're going to have to build your franchise around, and you're going to have to be able to bring other key players in, draft very well, develop your players. And you take a look at the Chicago Blackhawks, they've done an extraordinary job that over the last 6 or 7 years, take a look at the guys that they've had to trade or let go because of the salary cap era. So this is where, salary cap management and, guys that are really good at managing long-term plans with the salary cap and what has to be done with it. And I think this is the Blues' kind of first challenge with it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I really think it's going to be tough for them to bring David Backes back. He had an awesome playoff, obviously, and he's going to be a commodity again. He's getting up there in age, but still, I think, has several good years left. He takes care of his body. He's in extremely good shape all the time. He's very disciplined, so he's going to get maybe 7 or 8 years, and a structured contract where he gets a boatload of money in the front end, and then at the end of the contract, it starts to dwindle down, and you can trade him to the Arizona Coyotes like everybody else can do if they're long on the tooth players.
Rita, as a guy who's not from here but played in St. Louis and then decided to live in St. Louis, and as a guy who does some coaching now, how good does it make you feel to see all the talent from St. Louis get drafted?
What a night. You know, it's pretty extraordinary to see that many kids from St. Louis not only get drafted, but drafted in the first round. And pretty cool that those kids have kind of walked their path through their adolescent hockey years into being drafted, and they all did it together. And, you know, I didn't understand how important the St. Louis Blues alumni was going to be in my life until I actually became one. And we've got a solid group of guys in town here, and it starts with the Bruce Afflecks and the Larry Patys and the John Winsinks, and those are the first guys to really retire here and make a name for the St. Louis Blues alumni and get together as a group. Rob Ramage is in that group of guys too, you know. And then as you get a little bit further in, you've got Jeff Brown and Al MacInnis, and then now it's, you know, myself and Soupy and Jamal Mayers and those kinds of guys. And you know, it's really those first end guys that started it. John Winsink was one of the first guys to put a team together that's been going to that PAAA Quebec tournament that's world renowned, and I think they've gone for 30 years in a row now. St. Louis has, so it's an attribute to those guys, the first guys that stayed here in St. Louis and recognized what this town means to a player after he's done. Blue collar town, and when you've given your blood, sweat, and tears to these folks, they never forget you and they love you. And it's fun to be a part of that. It's fun to go to the charity events and the golf tournaments and, you know, still have people want to talk to you about hockey and to be involved in the community like they have. So, you know, those kids are really fortunate to have such a strong alumni group in their town to help mentor them and help them grow through their hockey years. And if you talk to any one of them, their appreciation level would be through the roof. So it's not just that. Today, you'd like to take a look at St. Louis in general. I think it really got put on the stage, and obviously you heard the guys on TV talking about it, but, you know, there's 10, 11, 12 guys that have come through the St. Louis ranks in the National Hockey League today as well and over the last 3 or 4 years. So I think St. Louis has done a good job. The Blues alumni, just the hockey fans in general, the people that commit themselves to the game that aren't that maybe didn't go very far in hockey, but the long hours that you see some of these parents and some of these volunteers that don't even have kids put in on boards and so forth. So St. Louis is a great hockey town, and they should be very proud of themselves.
I'm sure they'll never repeat having five taken in the first round and six in the draft again. But is there more in the pipeline? Are there more kids coming up that whose names we'll get to know?
I would imagine, you know, there's a, you know, you've got, you know, not to mention two of those kids were Blues alumni with Big Waltz Boy and Jeff Brown's son. So, you know, the alumni are starting to, that retire, enjoy coming back to St. Louis, and their kids play hockey. So I would imagine more kids are going to come up through the ranks. Hockey's not getting weaker here. It's getting stronger. And I would expect, you know, St. Louis to really start to become one of those towns that people talk about like they do Massachusetts and Minnesota. So hopefully Eastern Missouri starts to get that label.
Do you think the Blues made a conscious effort to not draft any of those players? Is it hard to play in your hometown, you think?
Well, I think so. You know, it would be a great question for Paul Stastny. You know, I think he's played well here, but I think that he's had to accept a little bit of a different role from time to time when it comes to Ken Hitchcock and how Ken Hitchcock decides to use Paul. But you don't ever hear anything about it. You don't hear Paul complaining. There's been a long stint of Paul's career here that he's played on the third line. So, but at the same time, you can really count the Blues as having three scoring lines at certain times too. So I guess it's all how you look at it. And it's a challenge to play in the National Hockey League, let alone in your hometown. So I'm not sure if any of those players would have been around at 28. I would imagine the Blues would have taken them, but I don't think that there was a big push to want to, you know, give a bunch of trap picks or, you know, trade some current roster players, you know, to move up and grab a Matthew Tkachuk. I don't think that was in their plans. I think the Blues have shown they're a patient team when it comes to the draft. They're a team that kind of, likes to develop their own and bring kids in and bring them up. So I don't think there's a big push to try and get in the top 15 to get any of those guys.
Reed Lowe, our guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, giving us his perspective on a huge draft night for St. Louis natives and also the trade of Brian Elliott to Calgary. Reed, we always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, guys.
Take it easy. Reed Lowe with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. The thing that we all, I think, if we're going to analyze the trade, have to keep in mind is that if Elliott wasn't going to be the guy, he wanted to go, and so therefore, from a leverage standpoint, I would imagine the Blues' hands were tied in some capacity, and that may have played a very large role in a return that some fans do not deem good enough for a goalie the caliber of Elliott.
Yeah, if that was the case, I would have said, well, then don't trade him right now. Wait until you do have some leverage. I don't know why there was necessarily urgency to trade him this weekend. Once the season gets going, somebody gets hurt, and maybe you got more leverage to trade a number one goalie. But, you know, their track record shows that they've done a great job in recent years, so that's just me sniveling about it.
It's just curious. So, I mean, leverage or not, you would think for a guy who played so well, as you say, number one save percentage in the National Hockey League, you get more for that. Goalie's such an important piece.
Just as they gave away an awful lot to get Ryan Miller, they got very little in return for Brian Elliott.
Your thoughts are welcome. 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. Call in the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Text in. Derek Gould with us coming up at 9 o'clock. Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour. Derek Gould will be with us. Plus your emails, themorningafter@insidestl.com. Your experience at the Wiffle Ball Tournament. Please share themorningafter@insidestl.com for our email of the day. Today we are giving away a free club fitting from Golfsmith. Ooh, I like that. I might get that myself.
I could use it myself.
I hear that's the move.
Clubs. Old clubs. New clubs are so much better.
That's what I hear.
20 years old or something.
Maybe I should get new clubs before I go to Hilton.
You don't play that much, though, do you?
Well, I do.
How much is a new set of clubs? I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, however much you want to spend, I think it's...
I want to spend $5.
You get irons for $1,000 or more, or you could get them for $150 if you want to go to Sports Authority, buy right off the rack, probably.
Do you have to get them fitted? I mean, if you're just a guy who goes out a few times...
No, absolutely not. But if you're a serious player, it really helps.
Doug, expansion draft. It's from the 314.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I wanted to ask you guys if this ever happened to you. So I'm going into work the other day, and I went to the drive-thru just to get something quick because I hadn't eaten. And there was no one in the drive-thru line except the lady in an SUV sitting there. And I noticed she hadn't moved, so I'm looking, and she's on her cell phone. She's talking on her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were maybe adding up her order or whatever, and she's sitting there. And then she sees me in her rear, because I see her look in her rear view mirror, so she sees me, and she continues talking. This seemed to make her want to talk more. I'm not making this up. So there was no one else in line, so I backed out.
She hadn't received her food yet.
No, she was at the place where you order. And so I didn't know what was going on, but it looked like she was enjoying this moment of power over others. So I backed out and went inside, and they had turned her up on the loudspeaker. So I guess everyone was in. And I said, is that the lady in the drive-thru? And they go, yeah, she's on her cell phone and she won't place her order. You ever seen anything like
that? I've never seen anything like that. I've never heard of anything like that. What the hell's that about?
So and
she refused to place the order? Was there a guy hanging out the window saying, what's your order?
Yeah,
order already.
They could hear she was on the cell phone. She said, just a minute. And she wanted to finish her cell phone call before place. So she made the workers wait. And then anyone who was in line, luckily I was able to back out. And then as I got my order and walked out, that's when she was pulling up. I just wanted to get a look at this woman.
Did you get a picture or anything?
No.
She half?
You scolded?
No, I mean, I had never seen anything like it. Luckily, I mean, I would have been mad if I was in the line and couldn't have backed out and I had to wait for her to finish her cell phone call before she placed her order.
Right.
And she saw someone was waiting, and this seemed to really make her enjoy talking on the cell phone more.
Most people cooperate with the rules and the system. Most people play along just fine. And every now and then you run into one so utterly clueless and thinking only of themselves that it just makes you so mad you want to scream.
Guys, club's finna cost you about 2 stacks. That comes from Mr. McDowell.
What's a stack?
I don't know.
Is that 100 or
2,000?
Well, if you get the best clubs out there, I'm sure you could spend 2,000. But if you're just a couple times a year guy, you don't need to spend that.
Yeah, but you
won't make a difference. If you're not a really good player, really good clubs won't make that much of a difference.
I need to shave strokes at Hilton Head. I'm playing Harbortown, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to shoot around even par.
But you've played enough so that good clubs would make a big difference.
I have played like 3 times in the last 6 years.
But, yeah, I mean, you're not going to forget how to swing a club. You're gonna
Doug, you deserve the best. You should go out and get yourself a new set of sticks.
Well,
you deserve the best.
I don't
Doug, why don't you give yourself a Sailor Jerry spiced rum? It's created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, undisputed father of the old school tattoo, a Navy vet who built his rep inking soldiers and sailors in World War II era Honolulu. A true American icon and a stubborn son of a bitch who never compromised his standards or ideals. They make their rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry spiced rum is made the old school way, 92 proof, bold, and smooth as hell.
Wow, it's sounding like it is. Can you think they would look down if you mix it with a little Coca-Cola?
I don't think.
I mean, if you're a guy tatting up other guys and, you know, cursing like a sailor on a 3-day shore leave,
right. Maybe
they would be like, oh, you're going to mix that with Coke? How dare you?
Doug, nice to meet you on Saturday. Thanks, Shrewsbury Seminary student.
No. Oh.
Did you meet the Shrewsbury Seminary student?
I guess. He didn't, I don't believe he introduced himself as the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
I don't think is he the one that was sending in pictures of his wife a minute ago? Yeah, he is. I was supposed to be on a date with them and also with Paul and then also with Stephen Wildwood. I was supposed to meet Stephen Wildwood at the Urge concert and make out with him.
Were you? You were supposed to.
But I was so tired. Otherwise, Anna Marie and I would have gone down there. I think it would have been hot for her to watch me make out with Stephen
Wildwood. I don't think so.
That was a zoo at Ballpark Village.
For the Urge?
Yeah.
Was it?
And it was a zoo yesterday because they had a parade, pride parade around there. It was an absolute zoo.
Well, it's better that downtown is a zoo than a ghost town.
I just wish we had
those moments, too.
I wish JHE had gotten in on that Ballpark Village.
Figure a way to charge people a little bit.
Just seems like it's a good earner.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would say...
Guys, I talked to my wife. She said it's not hot when guys make out. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
You needed confirmation from that, did you?
I might throw my wife a couple bangs, you know.
Oh, easy.
You know.
He didn't show up at the wiffle ball, did he?
I didn't see him.
No.
But apparently he may have been there along with the Shrewsbury Seminary student. I don't know. Hey, Doug, is there a phone in your back pocket because your ass is calling my name? It's from the Chicken Hawk.
No, my phone is right here on the desk. My phone seems to have a mind of its own where I will at times call people when I haven't even touched the phone.
Who do you like to call?
Just whoever's on the contact list at the time gets a little jingle.
Is it possibly your body gives off so much warmth that's quite initiates possible. A phone call?
Must be.
Did Robert step up and show his face Saturday? Thanks. Bobby T's Iranian ladyboy.
Did Robert step up and...
Roberts?
Am I forgetting who Robert is?
Plow Royal, is there somebody we're missing on this? Robert.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about, Tim.
No.
I don't know a Robert.
Robert, step up.
Bob, is there a Bob?
Fesco?
Bob Fesco was not there.
Bob Newhart was.
Oh, yeah.
Saw someone tweet out a picture.
Tom Poston was on the shit.
Tom Poston's been dirt napping for 30 years.
He was there in spirit.
Tom Poston. What made you think of that?
Somebody wrote in about Robert.
Bob Newhart worked with Tom Poston on the Newhart Show. I think that's what you're driving at, Tim.
Tom Poston was a regular on game shows, too.
Well, thanks. You kind of said that like you're showing me.
Well, that's how I remember it more than anything else.
Doug, as you know, I have let our listeners in on a stock to buy. This is a show. It's a swingers bulletin board and a stock tip show. It's no longer a sports show.
I'm not sure
it ever really was.
Yeah.
And I told our listeners, buy stock in Lana Rhodes. She's the next Jenna Jameson. And something happened this weekend that everybody around the world has been waiting to hear, and that is...
She got chlamydia.
Oh, you mother.
No. What'd she get? Well, she caught something.
She hadn't shot for a couple of weeks, she said, because she had an iron deficiency.
Oh.
Oh, is that what we're calling it these days?
So that's the news?
A lot of those on Main Street in St. Charles, apparently.
She has an iron deficiency.
That's what she said. But, hey, listen, here's the point. She finally spoke.
Okay. About said deficiency.
Number of topics.
All right.
She did an interview with herself. It seems like it was done not necessarily a studio, but in a busy area.
Okay.
Plow Royal, let's just go in order. Here is the next Jenna Jameson, Lana Rhodes.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Hi, guys. I'm Lana Rhodes.
What is she, 8 years old?
I asked you guys to make you a video.
They all sound the same.
So I'm doing that right now.
She's in a kennel.
She's at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Lines over my face.
I didn't hear it. Did you hear what she
no,
said?
No, well, we talked. News? We talked over a lot of it.
Well, why don't we listen again? We'll make
like,
sure we
do
give
we
her.
Do we have to?
She's at a kennel. One more time, please, if you would, Plowsy, hit the lever.
Hi, guys. I'm Lana Rhodes. I promised you guys I'll make you a video. So I'm doing that right now. Sorry for the horrible lighting. Like lines
off
my face.
I still didn't hear something. She said something. She made herself laugh, which is good, I guess. But
somebody needs to take the schnauzer for a walk because he's been pent up too long now.
To me, it made sense and it was wonderful. And she said whoa, there's lines all over my face.
There's lines on her face.
And that's usually how people actually get into the adult industry, in a tinge of irony. Now, you know, Doug, she's been rooming with Stella Cox.
I was unaware of that.
Stella is from the UK.
I thought Stella would get her own place by now.
Nope. They're living together in Southern California. It's very expensive. They're both rising stars in the industry. And Stella is from the UK, so she has to go back to the UK. She is not emigrated.
Not making it.
No.
She's not making enough
star.
Money.
She's emigrated. So Lana talks about her relationship with Stella.
Am I going to be sad whenever Stella goes back? Of course I am. I'm going to be so sad. Me and Stella have a great relationship. She's one of the nicest girls I've ever met in my life. She's so amazing, and I'm going to miss her so bad. That's why I'm going to visit her for Christmas, and then she's going to come back with me. Yay!
Well, that's nice. Since when do immigrants feel like they have to go back to their country?
It depends on what happens in November. All right, number three. I think we finally get an idea of what's going on because it does sound like somebody didn't pot down Channel 2. We're getting a lot of the background noise. And I guess Lana unfortunately gets alarmed in the middle of the interview with herself.
All right, leave her, please, Plowsy.
The pictures are amazing. I never thought that I would be able to do it. Because growing up, it's something that I always wanted to do. A little kid just jumped on the couch.
So a child, I guess, jumped on the couch on which she is doing this interview with herself at the kennel.
Yeah, at that time I thought I heard a Weimaraner squealing. And these are the people that you devote most of your time to watching.
Well, I hadn't.
We played one cut in the wake of Elliot being traded for a second-round pick, and now we're on cut number three from this adult
can't
actress.
Hear it. Can't hear it.
That you can't hear. No. Some about Stella's going back, but we'll be back for Christmas.
Right.
And I don't know who this woman is.
Pay attention. She had to go back because her work visa likely expired. Morons, thanks. That's from Not a Dumb Guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're respecting visas now, are we?
Guys, was Lana on the late night score? Thanks. That's from the 314.
That happened a lot on that show where you couldn't really
very
hear
similar.
What they were saying.
Yeah, bar noise.
Now here, it sounds like, I guess she's doing the interview, and I guess it's at a kid's gym. Is that what's going on here, Plowhawk? Let's take a listen.
I always wanted to do growing up, and I thought the girls on there were so beautiful. I never thought that I would be able to do it as well. But I did it, and I'm very happy to say that I have. Sorry, it's kind of busy in here with my little children's play jam.
She said it's busy in here with what?
And by a little children's play gym. Now, most adult film stars, when they do interviews, they don't choose the children's play gym.
You wouldn't think so. And she was so darn lucky to get in the business. I'm sure it's really hard.
And it was a dream come true because she always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But as she explains in this next clip, Doug, she says social
media. So this is clip number five.
Five. I think we only have 14 more. She says social media is hard.
Yeah. But
let me know if you're interested, and I'll let you know how we can set that up.
not sure
we're going to upload this yet. Social media is so confusing to me. I just started using any form of social media whenever I started doing this. So it's all kind of new to me.
It sounds like she's got a lot on the ball. I mean, I don't know why you'd pick the porn industry over scholarships from the Ivy League school.
And I had to leave that natural sound in there because you could tell she was so confused about where actually she's uploading this video from. Mm-hmm. So you got to leave that 16 seconds of just kids playing in the background just for effect.
Yeah, you can't leave that on the cutting room floor, Doug. You can't.
Right. And she's, what, 20 years old maybe? 21 or 2 and hadn't been on social media yet. She's got to be the only one in the country at that age not on social media.
She really worked hard.
Thank you.
And focused on her goals to get to where she is.
All right.
And finally, Stella says, fare thee well, my fairy fae.
My.
Hit the loop. I hope you guys enjoyed making this video.
You made it. They didn't.
No. Bad lighting, and I'm like surrounded by a bunch of people at the mall walking by, so I was kind of limited to what I can say and do on here, but I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope I answered a few of your questions. If you guys want to send me a few more, then maybe I'll make another video and answer a few more questions, because these are just some that I remembered off the top of my head. But thanks for watching, guys.
Doug, there was a little kiss, right? Could you hear the kiss at the end?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, would she have gone to Smith or Vassar? Jess sounds like a brilliant girl.
That's the next Jenna Jameson. Buy stock now. And our listeners who love to interact with our guests on Twitter, you heard her say it. Send in questions, and she will answer them in more of these videos.
No, she said maybe.
She's a big star now, or is this just someone that you've identified as will be a potential superstar?
She is a rising star and the early favorite to be AVN's Best New Starlet at the AVN Awards in January 2017. Is that January 22nd?
I have no idea.
And Caden says she is stunning in person. Stunning in person. She's either going to own the industry or be out of it the next couple of weeks.
Can't she, like, make a Mentos commercial or something?
That's how Vincent Chase got his start, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's what I was. If I'm manager, I go, what's her name?
Lana Rue.
Hey, Lana, come in here. I'm your agent. All right, come here. We're going to get you out of this adult thing. I'm tired of you making the videos for the creeps in the mall, so let's do Mentos.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, she's on a better path.
Plowhawk, your thoughts on Lana Rhodes' interview with herself at the mall?
Well, we kind of were texting back and forth during this sequence, because every time you would text me a link, I would listen to it and get dumber. But I was just kind of curious if the AVNs ever gave a Mother of the Year award. If so, I think she would be the first to get it.
No, they give Best MILF, but I believe that's a different...
She has a kid? That's why she was there?
No, that's what makes it even more...
Oh, okay, I didn't do my research, so I just assumed she had a couple kids running around.
Nope, yeah. Just decided to shoot it right there. Initially she said she was at the children's playground or gym, and then at the end you heard her say she was at the mall. I guess it could be a gym in a mall.
Yeah, they have like little play areas at the mall, some malls. So you sent Plowsy the links as this was happening?
No, it's up on her Twitter page, Doug, where our listeners can contact her with questions. It's at Lana Rhodes.
Do you think the other parents at the mall are a little disappointed that there's a porn star shooting promotional videos at the playground?
They probably didn't know she was an adult actress.
Well, they didn't know it at the time, but they may find out later.
Yeah. If they're listening to the show, now they know.
Yeah.
Who is that woman doing an interview with herself? Oh, that was Lana Rhodes, and I can follow her at Lana Rhodes and ask her questions and get answers. Tim, this is when the show is at its best. Thanks, Timmy the Tickler.
Yeah, well, figured Tickler would think that.
Yeah, because that was so riveting.
Mm-hmm. Plow Royal, you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Well, of course he's going to say yes.
Sure, Tim. I thought it was great.
Tim, so far, the highlight of my morning, bud.
Okay, Plowsy.
Wait a minute. I thought when you had a moment to relax and drank strawberry-flavored milk, that was your highlight.
Had the strawberry milk. I was on my second banana at the time. Now I've finished three bananas.
Wow. You put down three bananas already today?
Yep. They give me that burst of energy that I need, Tim.
A lot of potassium there.
A lot of potassium.
Very, yeah. I mean, it kind of kills it when I have, like, three sodas, and then I go home and eat, like, microwavable meals. However, the bananas do justice in the morning, so I like them.
They do justice.
Could they do? I mean, I don't drink coffee or anything like that. I drink soda, so I need some sort of healthy food choices. So if I don't go to the market and get some strawberries, peaches, and kiwis, I pick up a couple gas station nanners.
The American Banana Association is going to adopt that as their new slogan. Bananas, they do justice.
Is this the Soulard Market where you...
Vincent's.
No, I like the Soulard Market. Got a... cheaper fruit, better fruit. The farmer bring them locally, and it's fantastic. A nice little afternoon date option as well.
Is it?
They got little concession stand. They serve Bloody Marys there as well. So, just giving it, throwing that out there.
Good tip.
Yep.
Doug, we give stock tips, and we give swinger bulletin board tips, and we give marketing tips.
We haven't heard from those swingers in a while, have we?
The Smiths and the Joneses.
Right. They both have been keeping a low profile.
But I know these people are right back at it. Bobby Bomarito has just joined the TMA fan page. J. Thomas Scott. It's just, you like that? J. Thomas Scott.
Sounds very important.
And Lou Comba?
Oh, Louis Comba. Oh, yeah. Louis, we called him.
3,465 members of the TMA fan page.
Is there a limit that you can have at some point? They cut it off? Or?
Infinity. And now a woman has posted that she just joined the page, and she says she finds herself laughing a lot, but now the members of the fan page are trying to dig into her background because they think she's not real. Tony Dow is currently on it.
Anything else to do at all? I mean, don't they have jobs? Some of them must have jobs.
Dow is an attorney at law.
And this is what he's doing at work? He's on the fan page looking into the background of some woman who just joined because he doesn't think she's a gal. And if she is, we have a woman here. Oh, boy.
So what happens? They peruse the new members and then they randomly select someone to do a background check?
Well, I think any time a woman joins, it's a, like the bat signal. Let's see. Hall of Famer Dave says, is this one of those fake accounts Tim was mentioning? The lack of basic information on her Facebook page makes it seem suspect. Mm. I went looking for mutual friends and actually did find one, but it's still suspect. Finding a hot bikini pic would have been the icing on the cake.
So that's what they're looking for. They're looking for pictures of these ladies.
Sure.
And if they don't find them, then it must be fake. As if you're a woman joining the fan page, you want to put pictures of yourself up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doug, this is Timmy the Tickler. Oh. Timmy the Tickler.
Hello, Timmy.
Hey, Doug. How you doing,
I'm
man?
I'm fine. You?
Good. I called because I wanted to talk about the Lana Rhodes situation.
Okay. That was a great interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really good.
What is the Lana Rhodes situation that you reference?
Well, the whole situation, we're talking about porn and everything, Kat.
Okay, it didn't really seem like a situation, though, but go ahead.
Anyway, when does the Bomber O'Brien's bit start, Tim?
Seamaster, Plow Royal, do you know when the Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star segment begins? Is it a July thing? June? Nurse?
Seamaster, where are you?
Ow.
There's a mic.
That's why I hesitated to respond. I'm not sure, but I'm sure it probably is a July thing, would be my bet.
I'm going to say that will last as long as midget wrestling.
No, it's a 3-month sponsorship. So, and Eddie McVay wants to be involved, owner of Bomber O'Brien's and Maggie O'Brien's. Go ahead, Timmy the Tickler.
Can I give you like my early odds on favorite?
Doug, do you want to hear the odds?
Well, sure.
You don't really. You don't really.
No, but he's going to say it anyway, so I'll act like I'm
interested. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anastasia Hart. Have you heard of her, Tim?
I actually haven't, and I can't go to free ones here because station ownership has blocked stag sites.
She's relatively new, has only 3,000 followers on Twitter. Let me tell you, she's going to shoot up. I can tell.
She's going to do what?
Shoot up.
Oh, shoot up. Okay.
Yeah. Don't most of them shoot up before they do these scenes?
I don't know.
No, I expect most of them are on hard drugs.
And how do you spell Anastasia, I think?
With a silent
A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A.
On the air now, Doug.
Heart.
Also, while you're searching her, I've made a couple friends on the fan page. Thanks for letting me in.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm also on Team Brawler. I'm ready for that fight. Can we get that on the books?
So you want to see the Brawler take out Timberfake?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time.
Did you get a chance to meet Timberfake on Saturday?
No, I couldn't make it this Saturday. I had a family get-together.
Family get-together, Doug.
Okay.
Timmy, would you consider yourself a bit of a lemming? Do you look at Tim McKernan as heroic? I'm just wondering.
That's a good question.
Well, if you count me him as a lemming, then I got to be a lemming for you too, Pat, because I like you.
All right. Mm. How about Doug?
Nah, he can go suck one.
Pot him down! Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log yule. Hey, it's Monday. Let's check and see what the special
is. Yeah, what is it?
Because if you order it, you'll have your name thrown in the hopper for a chance to win that trip to spring training.
But Timmy the Tickler also gets his name in the hopper for being suspended, right? So congratulations.
I'll talk with someone about that later. Where's my sheet?
We haven't gotten the updated list for this week yet.
I heard you took it away from me.
That was last week's list.
I actually heard you tell Doug that this morning.
Thank you, Kat.
Yeah.
Anna Marie just texted me and says the Bomber O'Brien sponsorship starts in mid-July.
Okay.
So it gives me a couple weeks to research. I just looked up Anastasia Hart, and I'm going to have to respectfully disagree.
You don't like the cut of her jib?
I just don't think she's a star.
Just based on one still shot?
It's all it takes for me.
Okay.
Ask August Ames, Keisha Gray, Christy Mack, Caden Cross, and, of course, Lana Rhodes about my ability to find diamonds in the rough in Calabasas in the San Fernando Valley. That's what I do. That's why I went to journalism school.
Well, how many of them are there out there trying to make it?
Thousands.
There isn't thousands. There's probably a handful. And you're saying, okay, here's one of the handful that looks pretty good. I think she'll make it. And then, lo and behold, she makes it.
Yep.
Is it really that hard to pick them out?
Nope.
Okay.
Whenever Timmy the Tickler calls, my iPhone gets herpes. Thanks. The Bounce House Man Blouse.
Bounce House Man Blouse. It rhymes, Doug.
I have two mutual friends with Carrie McBlurry Face, and they are in no way related to the show. Plus, her profile was created over a year ago, so she's trolling. She's dedicated. That comes from Mrs. Jenny Shanahan.
What the hell does all that mean?
That was intel on someone who joined the fan page.
Yeah, they didn't
page.
Know if that woman's real.
All right.
And this guy's saying, Mrs. Jenny Shanahan's saying she's real.
Oh, good. Boy, that's comforting to know.
How many members now, Tim, for the
Well, Mike
new...
Rolves just joined. I thought he would. And we're now at 3,466.
You guys are like a family, too, right?
It's a wonderful family.
Yeah.
Doug doesn't drop by as much as he used to.
No, sir.
How often do you drop by?
Well, almost never. There's not a lot on there that interests me.
Why not start a thread?
What sort of thread?
Hey, what's going on in your world, guys? And then let people answer, and then it's like you're reaching out to your fans. Right. If I had a Facebook page, I would do that.
Social media is so confusing to me.
Yep, social media is so confusing.
Yeah. It's not that confusing. I guess social media is mostly for the really old people, not really for the girls that are 19, 20 years old. They don't get it.
Tell Timmy the Tickler that Anastasia Hart looks like she may have been a gentleman. Thanks, Mrs. Jenny Shanahan. What's up, brother the Tickler? I see you. It's from the Barnhart Brawl.
Wow, that's cool talk there. That is cool talk.
When was the last time you Periscoped? There was a while where you were doing some of that.
Well, now it's Facebook Live.
What's that?
They kind of ran Periscope right out of business.
Really?
So Periscope's out of the game?
Well, no, it's not out of the game, but it doesn't seem like
you're a cool guy and you want to do the cool thing.
Doesn't seem like it was a big deal for a few months.
So let me ask you this. On Facebook Live, can the only people access it are people you're friends with?
I believe so, yeah. But at least you would be alerted.
Because the issue with Periscope was, for whatever reason, the people that we had blocked would be able to get on Periscope, and they would immediately troll. And so I'm kind of like, I'm not going to Periscope. Like, they need it that bad, then I can't give it to them.
And when you say troll, you mean they just wrote nasty comments?
Oh, immediately. immediately.
Freedom Rings 2016.
I didn't see Freedom Rings in there, but I don't know if that's going on Facebook Live.
I don't know either. I don't do it enough to know, but
You have done Facebook Live?
Yeah.
What did you put
on?
Oh,
I did some of the pregame stuff and the when the Blues were in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, that was good stuff.
The stuff that you don't see on TV.
And you did some postgame out at San Jose.
Yeah, I did that. People seemed to like it.
Were you a hero at the station? Did the news director say, "Doug, come into my office. Let's talk Rays. Good work."
No, sir. No.
They should have.
Courtney Schulte just joined the fan page, and she's a woman. What?
Yeah, she's going to have her background checked for verification.
Yeah, because this is a highbrow organization.
Nick Rolando, welcome.
Nikki.
Nikki R., sir. And then caller Jordan sent a message saying, "Y'all sound absolutely lovely today. Hashtag I am listening. Hashtag priorities. Hashtag work meetings can wait." She's waiting in her car while she listens to the Atlanta Road segment.
Listening to this. Go ahead. Let me give you some advice. Turn the radio off. Go ahead, shut the door, lock the door, and go to the meeting. This is your job. You're not missing anything here. Go ahead, caller Jordan. Go to the job. Go to the meeting. You're not missing a darn thing that I can tell.
Guess you didn't hear the Atlanta Road segment.
I heard it. And this is why that was the advice I gave her. But I don't want to tell her what to do.
Doug Meyer just joined. Welcome, okay. Doug.
Yeah. Maybe she better stay in the car a little bit longer. People join.
Yesterday afternoon, this was odd, and I don't know what to say outside of this. I'll just state what took place.
Just lay it out there.
So at around noon, I'm up at what is now Gold's Gym. It was 24-Hour Fitness, but now it's Gold's Gym at Manchester and Woodlawn. And I'm just tightening it up. Wow. Oh, these deadlifts.
Almost more than you could imagine, probably.
Good for my legs, my back, and my core. Oh. And so I'm on a break. And I look down at my phone, I'm on Instagram, and I see Yadier Molina posts the following message. This is what he posted right here, Doug. "Now it's time for me to move on."
I saw that.
Oh, you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
And then about 90 minutes later, he deleted it. And Eric Fryer started at catcher. Now, under that, on Instagram, immediately, Cardinal fans were freaking out that it meant something. Then he deleted it, which then made it stranger. And that is all. But that is what happened.
Thoughts?
"Now it's time for me to move on."
Is it possible that he was upset that he wasn't starting?
And then it's time for him to just leave the organization?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have any other explanation?
All you do is operate off of the facts.
Is it possible that he posted that in regard to something else and realized the blowback he was getting was totally focused on him not being a Cardinal, so he took it down, thus making it seem worse when that wasn't his point in the first place?
Of course it's possible. You know what? Anything is possible, you know, especially in this show.
I don't know. Is that, those aren't trendy lyrics to some song or something that he's writing down? I don't know.
"Now it's time for me to move on." I don't know. We can ask Derek Gould about it. He was in Seattle.
He has other businesses, right? He has a line of hats that he sells, doesn't he? Or some kind of gear that he sells.
But that's music. That'd be a stretch to think that Yadier Molina writes "Now it's time to move on" and you're thinking about his hat.
But a stretch to think that, it's, in all honesty, some people post a lot of things. It's a stretch to think that he means his career is over with the Cardinals, too, which is what some people are trying to extrapolate. That's a stretch for
me, too. People are just confused by it, you know? And then when it gets deleted, then it's like,
right, I get
wait.
That.
And it happens on a day after what? He played 20 straight? Started 20 straight?
Fryer has started 8 times total this year. 8.
Or Yadier was in an 0 for 20, so there's some significance to the number 20.
Yeah, he broke out of that, I believe. He had a hit on Saturday.
Doug, what if he would have posted, "Now it's time for me to fly"? Think about it. REO Speedwagon?
Well, I don't know. I don't lose a whole lot of sleep about this, but it is kind of a strange thing. You got to be careful what you say because people do jump to conclusions.
Well, it's always important when you're on social media, if you're a public figure, to be careful what you say, how you say it, no question. So I agree, it is bizarre, but I don't put two and two together and think Yachty's done as a Cardinal. Doesn't add up that way to me.
No, I wouldn't think that he is. If we're just wondering,
I can't imagine that's the case.
If we're just wondering why he would write that, that's all I could think of, is that maybe he was frustrated that he's not playing.
Doug, do you think Yachty's inking affects his thinking? That comes from a gentle shove in the tunnel of love.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. You thinking about getting some ink?
No, I'm not. I'm good, thank you.
Why?
Why would I?
Look hot?
You're telling me I could look hotter than I do now?
Yeah, you could man up a little bit.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you could stand to man
up.
Well,
what sort of tattoo would make me look more manly?
I don't know, like
barbar tat.
I'm thinking tattoo sideburns, and mutton chops, and a tattoo.
That's not bad.
That's letting people know not to mess around.
A week from today, it's the 4th of July. Doug, will you be shooting off Roman candles in your backyard?
Well, I think it's illegal right where I live.
Well, you can get them at the very least. From Captain Jim's Fireworks. They are on Highway 367 between the bridges in West Alton, Missouri, in the same parking lot as Dirt Cheap. They're open year-round, all year-round, unlike most fireworks stands. They close after the 4th of July, and since they're open all year-round, their prices are the lowest every item. It's hand-picked every year to make sure they carry only the best. They have a no-dud guarantee. If you have an item that does not fire properly, just bring it back, and they'll exchange it, no questions asked. They're the oldest family-run stand in St. Louis, operating from the same location since 1947. Mention CBS Sports 920 and you get 10% off the entire purchase at Captain Jim's Fireworks. It is Captain Jim's Fireworks, great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Coming up, it's Derek Gould in Kansas City. Cardinals and Royals tonight. Adam Wainwright on the mound against Danny Duffy as the Cardinals begin 4 against the Royals, 2 in Kansas City, 2 in St. Louis. Derek Gould next in the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.